you know, if you're walking around in public, you'll often see people wearing things that express what they are like, or what they think they're like, or what they really care about. And sometimes if you look at bumper stickers on cars, you'll see that as well, what people really care about, what they like. And I was thinking, you know, there's some things that I like, things that are somewhat important to me. And I thought, you know, there are ways in which I show some of those things off. So for instance, since 1983, I've been a fan of the Chicago Cubs. They are my favorite. There you see my t-shirt. They're my favorite professional sports team. And so I will sometimes put on this Cubs shirt. And when people see me wearing the Cubs shirt, they know that I'm a Cubs fan. Also, I went to, Mrs. Hahn and I both went to Indiana University. And there's Whitbeck's cheering down there. Also went to Indiana University. This is where I graduated from college, where Mrs. Hahn graduated from college. And so I have some pride in having been a graduate of Indiana University. And so sometimes when I'm feeling especially prideful, I'll wear my Indiana hat. Also, since I was a little kid, since probably about 6 or 7 years old, I have been a big fan of Star Wars. And I've been such a fan of Star Wars that I have Star Wars pajama pants. You can't really see them all that well, but I have Star Wars pajama pants. You can kind of see Chewbacca there and C-3PO. And if you ever come by my house about 6:30 in the morning when I'm taking Teddy out to the bathroom, you can see me in my Star Wars pajama pants. But all those are somewhat trivial things. They're not the most important things. What's most important to me is that I'm a disciple of Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. And so I've thought, what are some ways in which I can let people know that I'm a follower of Jesus? If they see me walking down the street, they will say, wow, that person must be a follower of Jesus. And so kids, you're probably muted, but you can nod your head or you can shake your head. But what if I got a t-shirt with Jesus's face on it, real big on the t-shirt? If I had a t-shirt with Jesus's face on it, do you think people would recognize that I'm a follower of Jesus? Do you think they'd be able to tell? I'm seeing mostly thumbs down and heads shaking. Okay, well, so another idea is that I have pictures of my kids, and I love my kids, and I carry their picture around in my wallet. So what if I got a picture of Jesus and I carried it around in my wallet? Do you think that would show that I'm a disciple of Jesus? No. No, that's not doing very well either. All right, what about, I have them as the screen lock on my iPhone. Do you think that shows everybody that I'm a follower of Jesus? It's a good picture. No, that's not doing very well either. Well, fortunately, while I was thinking about ways to show that I'm a disciple of Jesus, I came across in one of our readings in the last couple of weeks, in John 13, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So if I love my brother, if I am showing love to others, it shows that I'm a disciple of Jesus. And it doesn't mean a good feeling like, oh, I just love everybody, but it means actually doing loving things for other people. So kids, if you think about it in your home, in a way, you can boil it down to this. If there's somebody who wants or needs something and you can give it to them, that is doing the loving thing. You're doing the loving thing and showing that you're a disciple of Jesus if you do it. If somebody wants or needs something and you can give it to them, sometimes you can't, but you can give it to them, you show that you're a disciple of Jesus. And sometimes that may be, it may be sharing a toy. It may be giving your time. It may be doing a chore for a sibling. It may be doing some other act of service, but it's giving of yourself and putting yourself second and doing the loving thing. And so if I love as Jesus loved me, I show that I'm with him. I show that I'm one of his. And if you do the loving thing, you show that you're one of his. And that's better than having Jesus's face on your t-shirt. Would you agree with that? Can you nod your head if you agree with that?
All right.
Amen.